Hello, my lovely listeners. Today the show is on. It's episode 16. And as I mentioned in my last episode, I am today here to repeat myself about meditation. I'm actually by a river bed. I recorded some noises of water that I'm going to leave on the bottom of this recording. So, to appease your mind, my friend. Okay. Yes, I mentioned to you guys again today, and I know I repeat myself, but you've got to meditate or try to do something that's similar to meditation, okay? It's very good. And I've been given permission by the makers of the app that I use every day, Headspace. It's a UK and a USA joint venture, and I love it. I use it every day. It's fantastic. I think you can sign up for free at the start. You get 10 days for free. You can start. And then you have to pay, and honestly, £8 a month, it's not a lot of money, guys. You can spend in England, if you listen to this in England, you spend £40 a week and peace out. So anyway, the sun's come out, now I'm bloody grinning. But anyway, so I thought I'd walk you through my meditation session, morning sessions, because I think some of you are probably like me, used to think that meditation was about sitting still and not think of anything. I've mentioned that before, that is just totally impossible to do. I think even people that have been meditating for 40 years can't even do that. So, I've come across transcendental meditation, specifically where you actually, rather than see something or imagine something, you repeat a couple of words or phrases. But looking up on the internet, apparently you need to go through an approved teacher first, and after four sessions, they set you up and on your way to mindfulness. Mindfulness. Why meditate? You will gain from standing still for a short period of time every day. In 2 days' life, very busy life we have. Snows in the streets, snows on the web, the notification of Facebook or what over social media you use. We are submerged with data, with people needs, personal envies and desire. And it can get very stressful at times. And so learning to meditate can help you greatly, make you less subjective to lose your shit, basically, in other words. So you can think before you act. Oh, calm. Okay, let's sit you through to the meditation I do. I'm going to send you on the show notes the links that I've been given permission to give. It is free, so it's all the YouTube videos. Just watch it or listen to it on your phone. I don't know how, but just do it. Make a start, please. Just do it for 3 minutes as a start. Don't be an idiot. Don't go through for 20-minute session. 20-minute session, you're just not gonna fucking go through. I still don't go 20 minutes. I'm starting. I've only been doing 6 months now. I'm no expert by any means, but I can see the result in my life. I am less prone to be anger quicker, and I just respond with calmness. I think before I act. And trust me, being me, because as you know, if you've been listening to my show, I have ADD. So to connect with myself and to control my impulsivity is a welcome thing to add to my tools of stuff that I use to be more an asshole and be more of a good person. Okay, so what do? You sit. You sit still. You don't have to sit still. You don't have to sit in your crossing your legs. Sit on the chair, okay? You can sit anywhere. Just sit your ass on something, okay? And then you put your hands on your lap, okay? Your posture should be straight. So your back, you know, should stand up like a sausage. Stand up. And basically, you just start to breathe. So through the nose first. And then out through the mouth, okay? Deeply, you know, that's what you do. So you concentrate on just that, okay? In through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, you just concentrate on that. Now you can actually, there's little tricks, but you count one. So you go to one, in your head, obviously. You can't count loud, you idiot. And then two, when you exhale back. Oh my lord, this is a bloody Oh my god, this cat, this ducks, they just shit out of the fucking shit, the fucking fuck out of me, fucking cunts. Sorry, I'm coming back. You see? See, I can lose my shit. I mean, honestly, they scared the shit out of me. They were just behind me. I was like, what the hell is this? I'm by myself in the river, you know? I mean, there's no crocodile in front or any badass stuff. Anyway, let's go back to the meditation. For fuck's sake. Okay, so in and out. Okay, concentrate. One. Exhale in your head, get in your head, and then two. Then you do up to 10, and then you start again. Okay, that's one way of concentrating on just one thing. Meditation is not about concentrating on nothing, it's just, well, actually, can you? No, I don't know, I don't care. Concentrate on one single thing, just you. And yes, of course, at the start, it's going to be difficult because your brain is going to wander, as all of us does. Even more, ADD people are just lose their concentration on a regular basis. So of course your brain is aimed to just go and just gently bring it back to what you're trying to concentrate on. And you'd be surprised, the more you do it, oh my god, there's lots of ducks. Anyway, the more you do it, the more you would control your mind, and then you come to a point that you'll see if you follow the app, that eventually Sam Harris, I think it is. Oh no, it's not Sam Harris. I've said a lie there. Sorry, Sam. I don't think he's the guy responsible for headspace. I'll have to look that up again. But anyway, so basically, if you do that a lot, then your brain would just, when you ask your brain, just let your brain just think anything. And then eventually, your brain just stands still. Just stands still in the moment and just you got more control over it. And I just think it's an amazing tool to have and to practice to do every day. It doesn't have to take all over your life, but I ain't gonna keep going about it until you do, because I know that you would see the benefits when you make a start, and you know, on time. But please just follow the link on the show notes if you want to actually listen from the guy itself. There's a man and a woman. So yeah, I don't think there's dogs or anybody. I mean, I can really listen to a dog. No. Anyway, and the other thing I was going to say is I am going to try to bring some quantum physics, some scientists onto the show, because as you know, I think I love quantum physics. I love this subject, and at the minute we're living a really, really great time of mankind, because we actually understand 15% of what the hell is going on. 15% of the world around us, we just understand. We were fairies in our processes, we just understand 15%. So that means that there's a lot. Don't gas me on math. I've got ADHD, I'm rubbish at math. Well, 70%, 75, right? 85, is it? 70%? Ah, fuck it. But anyway, there's a massive chunk of space there, when you look up in the skies, that we know nothing about, and most of it is called dark energy or dark matter. And that makes up, yeah, I think 75% of the bloody universe. And it comes to that point that the book I mentioned, I think, before, Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil. Basically, if people don't look or don't be careful about their internal chatter, the universe is just you. The universe doesn't know right or wrong. It's just gonna fill your brain with energy. And if you don't look at it, don't fill it up with good energy, it's gonna fill it up with bad energy. It doesn't care about your wants in life. It's just gonna fill the space that you don't occupy with your own thought, with dark energy. Now, this is probably far-fetched right now in your little brain. I'm not saying your little brain. As an idea, it's very far-fetched, but it's not far-fetched, because if you actually read about quantum physics, that we actually don't really know what's going on at the atomic, subatomic level, or the quartz level. We just still, the standard model is not complete yet. There's a lot of things they don't understand, and they're thinking about fields. Of new fields, and what I discovered, the LHC under Geneva, next to Geneva under France in Switzerland, is going to have some breakthrough in a few years. And there's all over the world, there's all these experiments, scientific experiments that are monitoring the universe, and they're going to find out so much more data, and we're going to find out so much more of the universe that we don't understand. I just think it's insane, and I'm so looking forward to these findings coming up. But by the way, what I mean is this, is you should be open-minded about these things. So when I said that things that might just unsettle you, thinking this guy is really, really went too far, like in France we say, perché, which is like, yeah, you're just 2 degrees from being institutionalized in a mental asylum. But trust me, I'm not. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I've read it. I read it in books, so it's not just me thinking about these ideas. Do read Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil. I will actually buy you a copy and send it to you physically. Honestly, it's an outstanding piece of literature, and it was in a bloody attic for 70 years. Yeah. This is a book of our century, and it's up to us really to change the world around us. To change inside, to change the world around us, because to be aware that. Anyway, read that book. I'm not going to go on about it. Let's see. I've done a bit. Oh, everything. Oh, no, I mean, that's the thing about water, you know. We made some, I think 80% of the human body is made of water, right? I mean, I know at least you remember this from school, right? Now, this is an experiment that has been made. That's totally correlated with what I'm just trying to say about negative energy in your body. That there are two frozen bottles, exactly the same, you know, the water, just standard water. And one water that they had played live, nice music like Mozart or Beethoven, you know, depending on what song. But and it was singing, it was saying nice words, so kind words, you know, loving words. And the other bottle, they was saying love and salt. And putting some very nasty trash metal to it. And they did this for a few weeks or months, I can't remember. It doesn't really matter because the results, when they looked at the crystals of the of both bottles under the microscope, the bottle they had to send a lot of love, the first one, the crystals were perfect, just symmetry, perfect, like nature intended to be. But the other bottle, it was fucking all over the place. It was a mess. It was untangled. It was a mess. It was chaotic. So now what I've just said to you, watch what you say to yourself, because the negative energy within your body is gonna interfere with your water, with the water inside you. It's gonna interfere with the cell and the molecular level. So you end up gonna attract more shit in your life, and you're gonna be happy. It's all connected, my friend. And you just look up the same spans. If you don't believe me, it's out there online, you know, go on Google, but you can find all this information I just told you. So if you don't believe me outright, and all makes sense to me when I'm trying to tell you, just watch what you tell yourself on a daily basis, please. Okay, I'm going now. I'm going to leave you with a little bit more sound of a river flowing through. I see you next week. Oh, by the way, we're gonna have next week ADHD. No, that's a TV. See, I've already lost my condition. ADHD. Ah, there you go. ADHD. No, it's not HD. AD. Attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder. Yeah, ADHD. ADHD. Okay. All right. So next week, we're going to have a coach about my condition. That's from Canada. I love Canada. I've never been, but I'd love to go. And I had a chat with him, and I think he's willing to go on the podcast to talk about both issues, because we both have the condition, and maybe try to get people some clues about maybe they've got it, they don't even know it. Because it was a breakthrough for me, the fact that I know now, I don't try to act like normal people. I just know that I can't. I can juggle many projects at once because I can. I'm just getting bored very quickly, so I've got to find ways to have a little breaks and come back to a task. I'm capable of doing a lot of things, so I'm not going to try to fit a mold that wasn't designed for me. And I'm not saying that the mold is bad. I'm just saying that, I've done. I said enough today. It's going on for too long. How long is it? 14 minutes. Oh my lord. That's it. What's the recording about? I thought I was going to ask. Anyway, so we're going to have that. And as a physicist, we've got a meditation about meditation experts about, it's going to come about talking about depression. And that's going to be a cool one. But that's going to come in September, I think. She hasn't got time for me yet before. In the meantime, I will try to do more of what I can do. I don't know, actually. I'm just still thinking of a new episode, but it's a weekly podcast, and I'm thinking of getting on the Saturday. Giving a fixed date, like rather than just at the minute, I just don't really know which day I'm gonna upload the podcast. I just know it's gonna be a weekly thing. I try to respect Like if I do it Tuesday, I'll do it next Tuesday. But I'm thinking sometimes I've got so much that I want to share that I just think, well, sometimes I just do twice a week. So if you leave some comments, that'd be great. If you want to subscribe again to the podcast, that'd be fantastic. You can do it on the iTunes, on the Google Play, I'm on Spotify, I'm on loads of radio. If you type the Dido Show online on Google, you'd find loads of links to whichever platform you want to use, which works best for you. I'm trying to get all the platform available in the show notes as I grow, so bear with me on that. I've just recorded a French song, which is for my little English or American listeners, or over all over the world listeners, but it's a funny song, and I'll make a video. And I've recorded a new song on piano, and I've put down my SoundCloud database of stuff. And I love it. I'm just really happy that I can that I'm got back on music, you know, and it makes me happy, you know. So anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for listening again, and I'll see you in the next show. So yeah, leave me some ideas, or let me know what you think about this maybe launching just Saturdays now over the weekend podcast. I love you. Thanks for coming to see me and support me. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on other platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier. So that's D-I-D-I-E-R S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free. But you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.